Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, bleed from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering, it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, 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 everyone. Grace and peace from Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. We want to thank you and welcome you to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I am Job Israel, a.k.a. Ernest Moore, also of the Sounds of Living Waters. Here today, reading for us and for your beautiful sisters in Christ. My sister and yours, the most beloved, Rhea Serene Israel. Say Shabbat Shalom, Israel.
Shabbat Shalom, King Priest. Shabbat Shalom, family. Happy Sabbath day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. All praises. And must I say, it is a very, very beautiful, gorgeous day. Hallelujah.
Well, today, we're dealing with a topic that's been long lost in the creation, way long lost in the creation. What do you mean? The reason, the cause and effect of why a woman was created. If we look at the 21st century, and if we look at what we learned through time just in the last 20th century and 19th century, just in the past 600 to 700 years, you would have thought women was just created for sex and turning it up. No matter what age or dispensation, you know, they were just there for to be used, so to say. And I would say this is to our discredit. What do you mean? Because we haven't taught them what they were created to be. We haven't taught them what they were created to become. We didn't teach them how to stand their ground against the enemy. Therefore, the enemy have them, you know. The other thing is the enemy used them at his will. Well, what do you mean? Who did he approach first? He approached the woman. Couldn't get to Adam because Melchizedek had already instructed Adam. And there's no telling how many years Adam was already in creation before Eve was created. It doesn't say how many times Satan had to approach him. You know he did. Or else he wouldn't approach Eve. So it doesn't say how many times Adam was approached to anything to that effect. All we know is that he used the weaker vessel, so to say, as the scripture calls, the weaker vessel or the weakest link. to get the eye. But then sin fell into the picture. And sin fell into the picture, and then that's, you know, Genesis 3:16 exists. But that wasn't, that isn't her end-all, be-all, because those things are going to be done away with. Genesis 3:16 is actually going to be done away with at an appointed time. But Genesis chapter 2 and 18, Genesis chapter 2 and 18 to, I guess, the 26th, Genesis, Proverbs chapter 7, you know, 31, all those things, man, those things are going to be written forever because they're going to be a time in a dispensation that sin will no longer be a part of the creation. So those things will exist in Genesis 3 and 16 won't exist. For those of us, I guess, who love those things that belong to Genesis 3 and 16, we're going to find out the worst kind of way that they won't coexist, and neither will we, if we participate in those things with it. So with that being said, let's open up with a prayer. Brothers and sisters, if you can, stand and face Jerusalem. And brothers, if you can uncover your head as we approach the Father. And sisters, if you can cover your head as we approach the Father, as we open.
Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I've read Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3. In Jesus' holy mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, give me our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and ask to see is to hear. And a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them a mind to perceive and ask to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith to perform. And in Jesus' name we pray. For your holy name live forever. Amen. So, once again, we are dealing with women created to become beautiful. I know we've been hearing all these preachers about, you know, we're created to become God and all that good stuff. Yeah, that's true, man. And that's a beautiful thing. You know, but when I hear about God and stuff like that, I kind of get a hard rock out of that, you know. And I don't get that when I read about what God created women for. I don't. I don't get that when I read when what he created Eve for. I don't get that. I don't get none of those things because what I see in the scripture is totally different than those things, you see. So what we're going to look at is what the scripture says concerning those things. What did he create her for? How did he create her? And what was her purpose? Right? I guess we could say that. What about your purpose? I mean, do you even know what you was created for? A lot of women don't even know. That's why we hear a lot of arguments about women and stuff like that. And they be like, and you don't know what's going on with them. You walk up, you like, well, what's going on? And they be, well, if you didn't say, well, you know me, you should know. You know, but how can it's possible for us to know if we haven't been taught what's going on? You see, how is it possible for us to know if we don't know their shortcomings or what the things they're going through? That's almost a super oxymoron. You see, it's impossible for us to know the difference. You see, this is that thing, and trying to move over here. Gotcha. There it is. So, with that being said, let's start this in Genesis. Well, let's start this in first and foremost. Let's look up the definition of what beautiful is. Right? Let's look up the word beautiful. For those of us that have a dictionary.com, God bless you. Hope and pray that this has been a blessing to you. So, the other thing is, we want to, once again, look up beautiful. And let's look at what this word is created to be. Can you see it? It's a rare
read. Beautiful.
Having qualities that delight or appeal to the senses and often the mind.
Wait a minute. So this woman is created to be what?
Qualities.
She's coming with what? She's coming with what? Quality. Nothing less. Quality. Nothing less. What else?
Having qualities that delight or appeal.
So she's going to not be offensive or degradative or anything to that effect, but her qualities are to appeal, not to turn off, right? Continue.
Amen. Having qualities that delight or appeal to the senses and often the mind.
So when a man think of his sister, his mother, his auntie, his wife or his bride to be, these are the things to pop up first. She's supposed to be a delight. You know, when you think about your mother, you don't want to think about her in a bad light. You want to think of her in delight. You know, you want to think of your wife in delight. You want to speak of your fiance in delight. You want to think of your sister in delight, and your aunt in delight, and your daughter in delight. You see, nothing less.
Amen.
Continue. She's what?
Excellent.
Wonderful. She's, you know, she's something to be wondered after, you know. And you're going to find that word pop up too. That she is wonderful, right? Continue.
Okay, let's go down. Beautiful, having beauty, delighting the senses or mind, excellent, of its kind, wonderful, remarkable. Beautiful things are people collectively. Wonderful, excellent, remarkable.
Skip down to the other adjective.
Attractive, gorgeous, good looking.
No, it says possessing beauty.
Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going.
No. It says.
Oh, it's way down there. Possessing beauty. What is this word? Aesthetically pleasing, highly enjoyable, very pleasant.
So she was created to be highly enjoyable and very pleasant. That's what she was created to be, very pleasant. You know, but in this world, you know, we tend to think that that's not a good thing. We tend to think that that's kind of lame for anybody to be in the 21st century, so to say. We think that it's lame for a man or a woman to be pleasant or kind. You know, so we got to show them our darkness and our backside, so to say, you know. Because that's the way of the world. You know, Cass be talking about, I need a woman with a little attitude to you find out that that's all she is. You know, and nothing in there is about the Lord, you know. Till you find out that the attitude overrules the spirit that God has given her. You know, and all of a sudden, what you thought was sexy isn't beautiful. Sexy is one thing, beautiful is another. And that's another thing sisters should stop referring to each other as. Sexy. Because when you implement the word sexy, then you're saying you look sexable, not marriageable, not lovable, not huggable, sexable. That's it. You're not going to get any other spirit. You're not going to get the spirit of virtue from that. Not from a sexy comment. You're not going to get a spirit of virtue from those comments. You are what you are. You just look like you good for sex. And then when you're one and done, you know, cash hit and quit it and move around, and then they get to you when they can. You gave them that permission by saying, or giving them your sexy, right? Instead of them seeing your virtue, right? Let's look at this. Let's go into, let's go into Peter. Peter chapter 3. Peter chapter 3.
First or second Peter?
First Peter. In verse 1.
First Peter chapter 3 and verse 1 reads, "Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be the outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of a great price." Hallelujah. "For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husband, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with amazement."
So we see that beauty doesn't have anything to do with your clothes. It doesn't have anything to do with your hair. He said, don't let that be your being. Don't let that be your look, your clothes, your body, your hair. You know, and it's a shame that that's what we all come down to, you know. And it's obvious, you know, because women spend more time on their hair than the gym, you know. Like, that's really a thing. Or women would go and have those bodies altered, you know, instead of going to the gym and working on it, you know. If you have a physical deformity, we get it, you know. But to try to fix something that's not broken, and all you got to do is tweak it, then that's not putting in the work, you know. The other thing is that he told to let that thing be to him. We're going to get back to this. We're going to break this down. But I just wanted to point out here, he said, don't let it be that outward appointing. That is to say, ornaments or what you look like on the outside, you know. You let your husband dress you up in those things. So, like the God of Israel dressed his wife up in those things and put those things on her. You know what I mean? This is those things. So let's look at this a little further down. Let's go and see what she was created as, right? Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 4.
Proverbs 7 and 4 reads, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman.
Say unto wisdom, you my what?
Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman.
So this is what the God of Israel called a woman before she was even created. This is a written word. This is not a physical thing. This is a written word that she would be called wisdom. She would be called my sister. She would be called understanding. She would be called my kinsman. So here's the thing. Let's look up the word wisdom. Let's look up the word wisdom and see what it has for us. Because pertaining to the woman, what makes her beautiful. Obviously, wisdom will make any woman beautiful because that'll stop any man in his tracks. If she opened up her mouth and wisdom fell out, she would stop him dead in her tracks, you know. But then, sometimes those things are hooks. But where are we?
Wisdom. The ability to discern or judge what is true, right, or lasting insight.
So she would have the ability to know, to be able to judge what's good and what's right, you know, to discern what's true. So if she don't have the ability to know what's true, then she's not a sister of wisdom. If she don't know the difference between what's right and wrong, she don't have the spirit of wisdom. If she don't have insight, she don't have wisdom. That's not a sister. That's somebody in the world. Simple as that. We don't. Well, this is what I'm saying. This is supposed to be her MO, and this is who she is when she's born into this creation. The enemy has to take these things out. Continue.
Common sense, good judgment.
So she got to have common sense and good judgment. She won't be out here in the world foolish. Doing foolish things.
Amen.
So if she's out here in the world doing foolish things, then wisdom isn't her. She's bound by the world and not God. You see. Because she don't even know these things exist. Well, if she knew these things exist, she would take better care of her spirit. She'd take better care of her mind. She'd take better care of her being. If she knew that these things existed in her because of her price. Her price to, in her own eyes would skyrocket, and she would not sell herself cheap to the next bum.
Say that again. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Continue.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Woo. And then it also says the sum of learning through the ages, knowledge.
Now, this is the thing. I want to say, women lost this knowledge through ages and time. They forgot who they were. They forgot that they were created in wisdom. So they lost this age. They lost this mindset. And so this is why we're going back here to recover. We gotta recover it from the note. We gotta cover it from the letter when God wrote it in the creation. So that we can speak these things back into existence. Obviously they're not there. Wholesale. The problem is that they're not there, and that's what we're seeing right now is the opposite of these things in criteria. trying to do here at the Sounds of Living Waters myself. It's trying to, but what the Father's given me is try to bring our sisters and make them back aware that you more than what the world has revealed to you, you know, than a mini skirt, a big ass, and a lattice. Anyway, continue.
And then it also says, wise teachings of the ancient sages, a wise outlook, plan, or course of action.
So she will understand those things that belong to God. Because that's who it is. That's who's ancient. You see, so that's him. So she will understand those things that belong. And she will receive those things and never give them up, because you don't give up. You don't trade up what's good and ancient and old for what's new and unproven and simple. You know, at least you end up and go, what you got end up stolen from you, right? Because chances are, if they don't have it, they wasn't either they're going to want to obtain it or they're going to try to steal it from you. But that's just the nature of man. And that's what men, that's what we do. What else it says?
And then it says Bible wisdom of Solomon. That's it. Bible wisdom of Solomon.
My last check, that's the Apocrypha. The wisdom of Solomon. Just thought I'd put that out there. Let's look up the next one.
S-I-S-T-E-R. Sister. A female. No, I didn't see it. So. A female having the same parents as another, or one parent in common with another. A girl or woman who shares a common ancestry, allegiance, character, or purpose.
So he said we got the same parent. That would include our father in heaven. The blood that we are now under. Kinship, say we are both Israelites or Hebrew, Arabians or German or French, Arabian, did I say that? Yes, and African, you know, of that nature, because you know each other, you're kinsmen, right? A sister, so he said somebody that knows you, knows who you are and your value, because she respects her own value. See, if she know your value and that know that she is of the same cut, she wouldn't devalue herself ever if she knew your value. But see, this is the thing. The women of the 21st century haven't been taught these things, and I can safely say that.
Amen.
I can't. It's safe to say these women of the 21st century have not been talking to you. What's next? Understanding? We've got Proverbs 7.
Amen.
So 7 and 4.
Proverbs 7 and 4 reads, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman.
Okay.
Understand. Oh, dang, what's doing? Understanding. Understanding, the ability by which one understands intelligence, the quality or condition of one who understands comprehension.
So wait. First of all, she got to have the spirit of conception. But again, that's a curse. Because that means that her comprehension of understanding is going to be limited. But whatever limit she's given, she's supposed to live in it doesn't matter. Because she understands conception and that that was given to her and that that would be an issue, then she would know that her understanding is limited to a degree. That's why he said if any woman learn anything, let her ask her husband at home. That's not to be offensive, it's just the truth of God. Understanding. Continue.
Amen. Understanding. Number two, individual or specified judgment or outlook, an opinion.
So she gives an opinion of what she thinks something is. I mean, that's a God-given right. She's supposed to have an opinion. So she's not supposed to be dumber than a rock, or else she wouldn't be called wisdom or understanding. It's when it becomes confrontational, because that's when God says, that's where a foolish woman lives. That's what a foolish woman looks like. She's confrontational. She's the broad one. So God forbid if this woman of wisdom and understanding should ever be in that light, right? So her understanding would tell her, I can't be there because that's darkness. Unless I love darkness, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's completely opposite. Continue. That's why he said call her your sister. Why? Because Jesus Christ has sisters. They're called Benjamin, Levi, Dan, Asher, Zebulon, so forth. Simeon. And Judah herself is a woman of God.
Amen.
So when you speak of this mannerism, these things are supposed to be in among the children of Israel as well. But first, wisdom is speakable, testified by children. So, once again, Christ didn't identify wisdom as a man. He identified it as a woman. So, what we got to do right here, this is going to hold that thought right there, right? And we're going to go to St. John chapter 14, pick it up in verse 9.
John 14:9.
Yeah.
Amen. John chapter 14 and verse 9 reads, Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for that. Let me do that 11 again. John 14:11. Forgive me. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it, if ye love me and keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Wait a minute. So that's a masculine. Wisdom is identified as a she. So it's not possible for a woman to receive a masculine spirit, because that's not scripture. So that's why he told us, he said, women are hating themselves unseemly. So it's not possible that a woman can receive a masculine spirit, else that would be an abomination. So what a woman receives is wisdom and understanding. That's a gift. That ain't to be frowned up at. You better hope and pray that God give you wisdom and understanding.
Amen.
Now, we're going to argue about you get the Holy Ghost too? No, that's not even a conversation, because you're not a man.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the brothers. you get the wisdom. The brothers get the comforter and he himself, the Holy Ghost. In fact, he's going to identify again, continue, as a male or a masculine.
John 14, verse 16 reads, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not. Neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and
yeah.
shall be in you."
How many times you got to call it? There's no way that a father, God of Israel, who is not the author of confusion, will give you a masculine spirit. The Holy Ghost, the comforter, is not for women. Wisdom and understanding is. In fact, let Jesus tell us, let him tell us, you know, once again, because if it wasn't a question, in fact, Luke 7, Luke, this is how you got to be careful. One, you know, you don't know who God is dealing with. You don't know who his call is, and we can judge according to our eyes and things like that, right?
Yeah.
But the God, he said, wisdom testifies itself. You can't deny the truth, because the truth of God will always be there. You can say whatever you want about that individual. God is saying that, because he's going to say, I hear these things too. And that's only a matter of opinion, because that's given to us, right? It's even given to a woman to have an opinion, right? He called that wisdom, right? But then there's a false judgment. Luke 7 and 31.
Luke chapter 7, verse 31. Luke 7 and 31 reads, "And the Lord said, whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like?"
This is a question from God. He said, what should I like in these men? Now, this is the generation he grew up in, and don't think it was all sandals and yaks and camels and sheep and stuff like that. It was a metro. Jerusalem was a buzzing city like anyone that you live in. You know, it doesn't matter. They had their ghettos. They had their high-end spots just like any other city. So don't, just because the theater project, you know, Israel and sandals and stuff like that, the armies of God was in gold and silver. They reflected the sun.
Mm-hmm.
We came from the east. There was no way we was going to lose. They couldn't see us. So what we see in the theater is garbage, and it's not scriptural. I can read them scripts. So all that about we fought with farmer tubes and stuff like that, that's garbage. That's a lie. Solomon had an army. David had an army. They had navies.
Amen.
They had navies. So we was way past having, you know, running across the street in a potato sack, talking about we, you know, saved Jerusalem. else Samuel, Saul wouldn't offer David his armor.
Amen.
You see? And our knives were so sharp that we could circumcise each other. That's how sharp our knives were. Right. So we was way past this man. You know, they try to portray an ass. But anyway, look at this. He says, so what should I like in this generation, right? So Jesus is kicking balls in the street. Watch this.
Luke chapter 7, verse 32 reads, "They are likened to children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, we have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and ye have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye say he hath the devil. The Son of Man is coming eating and drinking, and ye say, behold, a gluttonous man and a wine bibber, a friend of the publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all her children."
See what?
But wisdom is justified of all her children.
What did Jesus call wisdom?
Is she a woman? Her.
Her. So he testified of it too, didn't he? He agreed with Solomon, didn't he?
Amen.
So it's not to take anything from a woman or give something to a man. You know, it's just staying in our lanes. And therefore we know if you stay in our place, then we can grow.
Amen.
If we stay in our place, we grow. You can't grow all of it. Your seed is being spread through the wind. Ain't that something?
Interesting.
The truth. But he said wisdom, it says this, but wisdom is justified of all her children. So it doesn't matter what nobody say about you or me or what you think of me or what I think of you. Wisdom will always justify her children.
Amen.
Because they won't be speaking the word of God.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen to that.
So this is that conversation. This is that thing that, you know, women need to tap back into, because this is what been lost in time. They lost this consciousness, their wisdom. So this is, in order to become this again, you have to know what this is, right?
Amen.
And she got a job. She got a job, right? Amen. Proverbs 8. Proverbs 8. Pick it up in one.
Proverbs 8. Verse 1 reads, "Doeth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way, in the places of the past."
Now, see, she do have a conversation in the world. It ain't like, you know, she's supposed to be like barefoot and pregnant and stuck on stupid. This is not what a woman was created to be. She's supposed to live in this life. She almost supposed to be an alien to even the righteous. She almost invisible. This is that thing. This is now when this that verse. Now, I'm not saying it's not possible for a woman to receive this, you know, after having more than one sexual partner. But after the baptism, this become re-implemented. And if you have more than one sexual partner after your baptism, this can get lost, because that's what, when you join both wisdom and understanding and the Holy Spirit, then you present this, right? This is what's next. Go to Malachi. Two and 15. So this is what happened when wisdom and understanding come together with the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Truth. This is what's supposed to happen.
That was Malachi.
2:15.
Amen. Malachi 2:15 reads, "And did not he make one? Yet he had the residue of the Spirit, and wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed. Therefore take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth."
That's why, because wisdom and understanding is supposed to come together with the Holy Ghost, which is the Spirit of knowledge and truth. You can't miss it. You become complete. You become one. You become whole. You know, that should never be a question. But we don't know these things because we haven't been taught these things. We think these things is alien or things that don't belong to us. We think that this world is the truth.
Okay.
We think we're supposed to oppose ourselves and our manners. So these things were written before either Adam and Eve was born. This is why we're going back here, because women need to know who they really are and why they're here. You know, it was never meant from us, or us never to enjoy each other sexually. It was never meant that man should not enjoy his wife sexually. That was always written, that a man should enjoy his wife sexually. That's in the law. In fact, let's look at that. Go to Genesis 18. Genesis 18 and the question is, where's Sarah, right? Because Melchizedek is sitting down kicking the balls of Abraham. So then here's the question is this in verse 18 and 9.
Genesis 18 and 9 reads, "And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women."
What would that be? Her menstrual?
Yes.
So she went through menopause, right? All right, read on.
"It ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also?"
See, that's in the law.
Mm-hmm.
That even after your menopause, you still going to want to do it.
Learn again.
You still going to want to do it.
That's right.
You know, just because it's old don't mean you don't want no orgasm.
Just because it's old. Why?
Waxed old. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
And Abraham caught that feeling and she got knocked over. It's Isaac.
Amen.
So she found pleasure. But anyway, it wasn't that it would be a thing that a man and his wife would not have sexual intercourse and enjoy each other. That was meant. That came with it. Why? Because Sarah, remember now we read in 1 Peter chapter 3, she represents Proverbs chapter 7, 4. She's the epitome of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore we read her story because she is her. So now, this is what happens when knowledge and truth, because now the truth is going to be questioned, but this is what happens when knowledge, this is how you know the truth, because we call it the spirit of truth. This is what happens when, you know, knowledge and the spirit of truth is there with wisdom and understanding. Watch this. Read the next verse.
13. Genesis
18, 9.
"And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, I shall of surety bear a child, which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh."
But wait a minute, what did God just do? He revealed his Sarah thoughts to Abraham.
Okay.
You mean to tell me the Lord let me know what you're thinking?
So the Lord revealed Sarah's thoughts to Abraham.
Listen at it again. Read it again.
And then verse 13, "And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord?"
When did she say that?
When Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him.
And what did she say?
she said, laughing within herself, saying.
He heard her thought.
Laughing within
herself. So he just revealed to Abraham her thoughts.
Amen. Laughing within
herself. That's what happens when the spirit and the truth are one, that you can start having the same
when
thoughts.
When they're truly one.
Yeah. And that frequency is intercepted.
It sure is. Sure is.
So it is. It's just that thing you did. That's that. You don't mess with the truth ever.
No.
Never. You never deny the truth before God.
Ever. No. Ever.
That's in the law right there, because when the spirit of truth and the spirit of wisdom come together, he said, I'm in your thought.
Amen.
Right? Okay, so let's go back to Proverbs chapter 18, because Jesus testified that wisdom is a feminine entity. We agree.
Amen.
Okay. Proverbs 8 and 1. Pick it up back there.
Proverbs 8 and 1 reads, Doeth not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way, in the palaces of the past. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand wisdom. And ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and the wickedness is an abomination to my lips.
See?
And the wickedness is an abomination to my lips.
Anything other than the truth. That's why you can't never stand it alive. Because you become an abomination to yourself.
That's right.
You can't never stand against the truth. As a woman of God, a woman to a husband. That's before Eve was even created. He's saying this is supposed to be the manner of this is what wisdom looked like. You see what I'm saying? And she had never denied the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Verse 8, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forged or perverse in them. Ooh, Jesus. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold.
See, wisdom ain't looking for a man that's all blowed up with dollars. She's looking for a man. It could blow her mind.
Say that again.
Wisdom is looking for a man that'll give her ears with the proper vibration.
With proper vibration. That's right. The proper vibration frequency.
Continue.
Verse 9. Proverbs 8 and 9. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge.
See, everybody ain't getting this, because we'll be going toe for toe with a hoe. Well, if you're going to be running your mouth and popping out, then you just leave that to duck. Because she ain't worth the time anyway. She don't even understand mercy, as Rahab.
Ten. Amen. 10. Proverbs 8 and 10. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold.
Because you never seen enough things anyway. We never seen gold. Never seen silver, especially born in America. You are a official tag living on a digital currency that don't exist. You exist on nothing. And when a computer system go down, you will realize how empty you really are. Because that's nothing. Without gold and silver, you're worthless. So we don't even know what that looked like. And we had the idea or the audacity to even do something like we do.
Proverbs 8:11. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to
it. Have you ever seen a ruby?
One time.
Where?
In the jewelry department store.
You thought you saw a ruby. You seen a ruby there. You really seen a ruby there.
They said it was a ruby.
I ain't saying if it was authentic. I asked you to see it.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Why not?
Because it's impossible for you to see it. We never seen a ruby, even though we've been told that's what a ruby is, or that's what a ruby looked like. But we never seen a ruby. You know why? We never seen the light of God shine through one.
Okay.
Now, can I ask you that question again? Have you ever seen a ruby?
Not shining through the light of God.
And your answer would be what? No.
No.
Okay. Because until then, that stone is dead.
Really?
Yeah. The stones are going to scream out. The light of God shine through it, they're going to come to life.
Okay. Amen. They're going to come to life.
Those stones and sands and all the pebbles and all that stuff, the different signs, the different lights on it, they're going to shine. Sand is crystals.
Amen.
How else is the rocks going to scream out? To have a voice.
Amen.
But this is that thing. So he said wisdom is better than that. Amen. And we have never even seen those things. Amen. Nobody has, even though you can have the biggest ruby stone in the whole earth. You still never seen what it looked like because it's dead. Well, I would not say dead. I would say it yet sleepeth.
Okay.
Yeah.
For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witchy invention.
Stop. Wisdom brings what? That's who? Wisdom come with what?
Prudence.
Read that. Let's look that word up. Prudence.
Prudence. Home are wise in handling practical matters. Exercising the judgment or common sense.
What? That's a spirit. That's a spirit. That comes with wisdom, so obviously it's not physical, it's direct spirit. You see that? That's spirit. That's the spirit. So with wisdom, like with the man come the spirit of truth, with women come prudence. The spirit of truth, which is the Holy Ghost, he bring truth. He bring knowledge, right? Wisdom give prudence and virtue and understanding. And when those things are shared and when they're met, with the light of God, a godly seed.
Amen to that.
Now, you take that seed and embrace it, and you plant it amongst those that have received it, and it'll grow.
Amen. I've seen that.
Anywho, go back to Proverbs chapter 8. We continue that for me, please.
Proverbs 8 and 12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witchy inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy.
So if you got this up on you, you know, pride and arrogancy, this is not a conversation concerning you.
Yeah.
It's talking about somebody else. You see. So we can't claim this. We won't be able to stand before God. How can a woman stand before God and this is not her average? But to say what Peter said, let her be adorning this. This supposed to be every day. Like, you know, I put this on to go to work in.
That's right. Amen.
Right? Amen. But what if she don't? That's the same thing in Ephesians, Dan. He said, you know, put on this and that and the other, right? Amen. But she's supposed to put this on.
Amen.
Spiritually. Well, what if she isn't? Is she in the dark? Is she lost to this world? It'd be impossible for her to know both of these things and dwell in the latter, because ain't no way in the world wisdom dwell in darkness. Wisdom would never dwell in darkness. It's impossible. It's against the law of physics. So how in the world can a woman allow herself to be in darkness? Unless she lost her light through time. And that's what happened. Through time, women forgot that they was created. And now they just look at themselves outwardly. That's what Peter said. Don't let that outwardly be. This is that thing. Watch this. He said, read that 13 again.
Proverbs 8 and 13 reads, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the forward mouth, which I hate.
Read that word.
Forward.
What's a forward? Because a lot of women don't know what forward is, and that's attitude.
Interesting.
A forward mouth don't even want to be quiet.
Stubbornly contrary and disobedient.
Wait a minute. That's willful. He just said, wisdom is opposite of that. Ain't no way in the world that conversation is going to be in this. Like you say, salt water can't dwell with fresh water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the same conversation? That'd be that in the woman, right? So how can you have attitude with this nonsense and then call yourself wisdom at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible. Light can't dwell with darkness, either one or the other. And Jesus said, if you conceal the venom, I'm going to spit you out.
Amen. That's what it says in the scroll. Habitually. I said habitually.
But that's about right, though, because my cousin was a habitual criminal. They sentenced him a habitual criminal. This mug down was nothing else but to be a crime breaker or a law breaker. That's all they do.
Mm-hmm. Habitually disposed to disobedience and opposition.
See, this is what wisdom said, that she hate that. But ain't no way in the world you can say you wisdom and then be living in that. It's impossible. Because light and darkness can't dwell in the same place. It's like the Holy Ghost can't dwell in darkness. Read on. What else it says? Habitually.
And then it says, headstrong, self-willed, disobedient, not obeying or complying with commands of those in authority.
So this wisdom is just testified to us that this is a woman.
Not obeying or complying with commands of those in authority. Disobedient children.
Think about it. The conversation is that she was being disobedient to those who would be in authority, such as her husband.
Interesting.
If she don't respect her husband, she'll never respect God. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
God won't even accept it. I mean, this is just the protocol of what we're reading. No, she won't be accepted. It would be impossible for a woman of wisdom to be forward or disobedient or something to that toward her husband. But we know that this is a woman's mouth because he said, this ain't going to be in my mouth forward. This ain't in my mouth. And we talking about a woman who said she's a woman of wisdom. She said, this ain't in my mouth. So if you see this or hear this, she is not a wise woman. She's not a wise woman.
Amen.
She's not a woman of wisdom. She's not a kinswoman. She's not a sister. Ain't that what it said? Read on. Let's go back to that. Let's go back, read that. Who was just involved there?
Proverbs.
Yeah, 13. Read the 13 again and then continue.
Proverbs 8 and 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honors are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasure. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old.
Stop.
Amen.
So she was written before heaven. Right?
Amen.
She was written before there was a heaven. She was already written in the scriptures. Eve was already, this is who she is before Adam called her woman. This is who she is before God called her a helpmeet.
Amen. We're going to stop it.
Yeah.
Amen. Proverbs 8 and 22. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was.
Stop. Who is this? Remember now, when the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Truth get together and do the nasty, then they produce a godly seed, right? Okay, read Revelation chapter 12 and 1, because she said she was there from the beginning, right?
Okay. Revelation 12 and 1?
Yeah.
Revelation 12 and 1 reads, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
That's her. That's wisdom. She was covered with the universe. God gave her everything. God gave her everything, the heavens and the earth. And remember now, when truth and wisdom get together, they produce what? A
godly seed.
Okay, watch this, read.
In verse 2, and she being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be.
She get pregnant. What's she doing getting pregnant? Right?
Amen.
Read on.
And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And he drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered.
That's her, the queen. That's her. That's wisdom. Okay, continue.
For to devour her child as soon as it was born.
Well, what's the deal with this child here? You know, is it any other child? What? What kind of child is this?
A godly seed.
It's a godly seed, exactly. So the devil wanted to destroy this godly seed, right? Read on.
Verse 5, and she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron.
So he's a king. But didn't wisdom say, I bring forth, kings rule by me? Right.
Amen. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up into God and to his throne.
So he a king. Now let's go back to Proverbs chapter 8. And verse 14.
Proverbs 8 and 14 reads, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree.
Now, you know what? If you need positive affirmation, women, I would suggest that y'all read this book every day for yourselves. Anyway, continue.
Verse 15, by me kings reign and princes decree justice.
There it is.
By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth.
That's the first resurrection right there. Because he's going to rule with a rod of iron. He came through hard. She got pregnant.
Amen.
And then her son was caught up to his throne. Now he is a king. With this wisdom, not the wisdom of the world, this wisdom. Now, it's impossible for him to think anything other than the truth. He is the truth. It's impossible for him to lie.
Amen.
So, I guess he would be 100% literal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go into Genesis chapter 2 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to finish this with that.
You said Genesis 2 and 18?
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18 reads, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call him. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her into the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
Stop. Before she was created, she had a blueprint.
Hmm.
She was called wisdom and understanding.
Amen.
She was already called a queen. Amen. So Eve is a queen. She's the mother of us all. So she's the queen. She's the, like a beehive. She's the queen bee, right? She's the queen bee. Eve is. So we can't be, we can't be knocking off Adam and Eve because they sinned against God, because we still don't change who they are. You know. You could be upset for all your problems in the world against Adam and Eve and it still won't change nothing because it'll never change who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, let go, let God.
That's right.
Adam and Eve, to me, are heroes. If Adam was alive today, he would take over this world. That's the truth. Easy. If he was talking about Melchizedek and stuff, he'd take it over immediately. Anyway, Genesis 2 and 18, read that again.
Genesis 2 18 reads again. And the Lord said, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone.
Yeah.
I will make him a helpmeet for him.
So let's look at that. Let's look at the word help. Then meet, because Adam haven't called Eve woman yet. You know, God called her a woman.
Amen.
Right? Adam named her Eve. And God brought the woman to Adam. And then Adam testified, okay, this is a woman. Why? Because she has a womb. But she's still a man. This is impossible for her to be a monkey.
Amen.
Even though some women can be on monkey balls, but just kidding.
Amen.
Where are we?
Help. Help. To give assistance to someone, to make it easier for someone.
So this is what she's created for Adam. Another part of you that was created is in this light that you're supposed to be a help.
Amen.
Continue.
To give material or financial aid to.
So you're supposed to bring your money. This is why we got temps.
What?
That's why it's temps in the world. You know. And so forth, now, things like that, that exists because that law is there, but it wasn't meant to be there, done in that light, so to say. Mm-hmm. But continue.
To wait on, as in a store or restaurant.
So you're supposed to serve and wait on your husband. He said, because I'm going to create this for you, Adam. If she's not performing these things, God didn't give it to you. It's all to it. If she's not doing these things, God didn't give it to you. That's not the one from God.
Amen to that.
Read that again.
The definition to help. To give assistance to someone, to make it easier for someone to do something.
So she's not going to make it hard. She's not going to make it difficult. She's not going to make you have to work for everything. Her thing is to make it easier.
To give material or financial aid to wait on, as in a store or management, to contribute to the effectiveness or improvement
not take
of
away.
Something. To improve.
So now contribute to what?
To contribute to the effectiveness or improvement of something to improve or advance it.
What? That's the law concerning you? A wife? A sister? You know. Kinswoman, that's written there. But then God talk about those that his wife gave away, his goods to others, to her lover. Yes, that's a different thing. That's Genesis 3 and 16. See, but the problem is we know too much about that. We don't know enough of this.
Amen.
If we knew any of this at any time, we probably put pause on our lives. I said probably. We would have put pause on our lives if we understood the value of our character of being. If we did know our character and the value of our being and still dishonored it, then we would never meant to receive it anyway, right? What else is that?
To ease the pain or discomfort of, to relieve.
Sometimes you just need to massage the shoulders, right?
Amen. To refrain from, avoid, or resist.
Oh, that's in the law too? You know, because there'll be a time that in a month that I have to refrain from you. Right?
Amen. To refrain from, avoid, or resist, use, with, can, or cannot.
That's in that law. That God was going to give a woman a menstrual, and for 7 days, she was going to be uncomfortable. He made sure that was there. Ain't that the truth? Continue.
Amen. It says to be of service, to give assistance, to be of use,
to take over,
provide relief.
To take over, to run. Is that what they said that you was created to do? take over the church, run with it. Is that what you, is that what that said? If you was meant to, that's why you was created?
No, take over the church and run with it.
You got a lot of women that think they can do that, get away with it.
Think they can do what?
Be ministers, preachers.
Oh, I'm talking about that.
I'm talking about that.
The women can't be ministers.
Not if you aid and assist them, then who you don't always aid and assist to?
The people.
Right.
You're serving the people.
Always serve the priest.
That would be a good lesson to talk about the priest. Women just serve their priest. Serve the priest. That would be a good lesson. Who are the priests? The priest's purpose versus a false prophet. How can you tell a priest, a true priest, from a false prophet? And women, beautiful women,
so
I get it, Lord. Thank you for
that.
I know, this is awesome. A woman knows her place and who she really is in God. Oh, that's such a beautiful thing. If we women truly know the power that we hold within.
Written on us. It's a law like air.
I don't want to break it.
Well, you got to find it.
Being found. Well, it's funny. Okay, you want to continue? And then it also says, we're going to go down here to this one because that one is given synthesis. So, to assist or to aid someone to do something, sharing the work, sharing the cost or the burden of something, to alleviate the burden of someone else by giving them assistance, to assist a person to go in a specific direction with, to promote or to contribute to.
So you can't promote anybody.
You, what do you mean you can't promote anybody else? What do you mean by that?
You can't be shouting out for them.
What do you mean shouting out for other men?
You're not supposed to promote any other man. You're not supposed to promote yours.
So women can't talk to other men, can't watch other men, can't listen to other men. She's to only listen to her husband. She cannot listen to any other men.
That was just what you said.
Yeah, you said she can't promote any other man but her husband.
What do promote mean?
Let's go to promote. Promote. Okay. Promote. This is good. Let me take a screenshot of this. Promote. To raise to a more important or responsible job or rank. To advance to the next higher grade. To contribute to the progress or growth of, to urge the adoption of, to advocate, to attempt to sell or popularize by advertising publicity, to help establish or organize as a securing financial backing.
That's a whole responsibility to your husband. You can't do that for nobody.
But women do it all day. People go to church all day.
It's a positive document.
We go to church, we watch other brothers, we do other lessons with other brothers and sisters. We give tithes to the churches and other organizations.
Shit, it's a darkness.
Wow. Wow.
So that's where mercy comes in. That's what God is merciful for. Always thank God for that. Because, like you said, forgive me what, they know how what they do. Even though some women think they know what they're doing, can't tell them nothing.
My God, my God. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Wow, I'm just that. Oh, wow. Holy Spirit, all afresh. Wow, I'm just, wait a minute. Let me go back to this. Let me go back one more. We were at the definition of health. And then at help, we were down here. Okay. So in help, number four says to promote or contribute to. So to promote. And you said she's only to promote her husband. This is a help
he
to promote.
Because he said, I created her for you.
And then when you go to promote, it says to raise to a more important, responsible.
You're supposed to raise Adam up to a more important.
Responsible job or rank.
Right, nobody else.
To advance to the next level.
Yeah, nobody else.
Higher grade. To contribute to the process of growth. To urge adoption of advocate, and then to attend.
You know, many women, like you said, is promoting other institutions and churches and stuff like that.
Every day, all day.
To promote their husband.
To attempt to sell or compromise.
Going out the house.
To help establish or organize a new enterprise.
So it'll be your business because you're investing in yourself, which is your husband.
And by securing financial backing, we got to talk about that. See, everything is so upside down. This world is so upside down through the churches and the men and the women and how we act and what we do and how we truly don't read our Bible and break it down line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, right, dividing the word of truth. We don't truly do that because if we did, I wouldn't be in awe right now. This word help and going to promote and then really seeing what promote means. And then you have this little devil on this side say, yeah, but promote. But what about the man? What if he ain't doing what he's supposed to be doing? You're still supposed to be promoting your husband.
You never know. It might catch on.
But that's when that chase thing comes in that conversation.
Even in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, he said, who knowest thou woman if you save your husband?
And that's just, I was just
that's
about to
right
say
in.
That. And so it's just like this bright light bulb just came on.
All that's written. That's up under help. That's under help. That's right there. When that 1 Corinthians talking about you can save an unbelieving husband instead of trying to trade him in for one of these fake believing Hebrews.
thank you, Heavenly Father. For this revelation, I see a lot of things right now. So I thank you for that.
No problem, sis.
Stay in my lane.
So, with that being said, you know, we didn't get in the second half. Help me. So, I tell you what, why don't you do that for yourself? You know, we can't teach you everything. But hey, man, go dig in the book, man. You got still the Sabbath left, so go look that thing up. Help me continue your growth and know that you're reading in the stars. And your story didn't start with a birth certificate. You know, it started at the beginning of the universe, the beginning of time, before it was even a heaven and a earth. He was there. You know, before there was even water, she was there. You know, so this conversation is way past a lot of us, and I just thank God that He's given us the opportunity to know some of these things that belong to Him. And I think we the end all be all, but definitely know that He is the truth. Amen.
Yes, He is.
So with that being said, thank everybody for their time. We'll hope and pray that someone got understanding, and as you say here, it's time to live in water. Read your Bible.
Read your Bible. Yes.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.